Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Monali, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the Zydus Cadila Healthcare conference call. For the duration of the presentation, all participants' line will be in the listen-only mode. I will be standing by for the question and answer session. I would now like to hand over to Mr. Pankaj Patel of Zydus Cadila Healthcare. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
A very good morning and welcome to the post-results teleconference for the third quarter of 2025-2026. At the outset, let me say that over the last several years, approximately 3 years, we have been investing in developmental activities, particularly for the developed markets and R&D. And this is a quarter which is going to be remembered as a first quarter in which those results, those investments have started paying off. Let me begin with the results itself, highlight the key numbers. On the consolidated basis, the total income has gone up by 17% to 3,822 million. The top line growth was mainly driven by growth in domestic formulations, sales growth of French subsidiary by 86%, start of sales in US of approximately 188 million rupees, Brazil 15 million rupees, and export sales growth in the rest of the world by 38%. The margin went up by 37% year on year to 777 million rupees, and the net profit is up by 36% to 396 million rupees. On the standalone numbers for the quarter three, the total income grew by 14% to 3,335 million rupees. The top line growth was mainly driven by the domestic formulation sales growth of about 12% and growth of export of formulations by 119%. The margin went up by 21% to 734 million and the PBDIT margin as a percentage of total income is up to 22% from 21% last year. The profit after tax also is up to 429 million. During the quarter, we set up a JV with Bharat Serum and Vaccines, one of the top 10 biotech company in India, to develop, manufacture and market a non-infringing proprietary novel drug delivery system for of an approved anti-cancer product for global market. As far as our US operations are concerned, we received 3 more ANDA approvals during the quarter from US FDA, ribavirin capsules, promethazine tablets, and tentative approval of gatifloxacin tablets, taking the total approval to 10 products now. So far, we have launched 5 products in US, and the response has been very encouraging. We have also filed 3 more ANDAs during the quarter, taking total filing to 30, and 20 are pending for approval. On the DMF front, we have now reached to a number of 35. We also got first approval from the French regulatory authority, EFSAS, for the new product sertraline capsules. Supply to France from our Moria plant has also commenced during the quarter. To update you on the progress made on contract manufacturing activity, during the quarter we signed additionally 3 more contracts with a peak revenue potential of about $2.7 million. The cumulative number of contracts signed during this year in the 3 quarters are about 11, excluding the joint venture with Mayne Pharmaceuticals, and has a peak revenue potential of $23.6 million in total. On the research front, as I mentioned in our previous quarter, we have successfully completed in-house phase 1 clinical trial for ZYH1. We will seek permission for phase 2 trials very soon. As I committed, we have also filed one more IND for compound codename ZYI1, a novel agent for treatment of inflammatory disorders, which will go in phase 1 clinical trials early next year. We expect to file one more IND during the current next financial year. Thank you, and we will now start the Q&A session. You may address questions on domestic market, non-regulated market and regulated markets to me and Mr. Ganesh Nayak, and on results and finance to Mr. M.K. Patel. Over to the coordinator for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the Q&A interactive session. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. On pressing star 1, participants will get a chance to present their questions on a first-in-line basis. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking questions. To ask a question, please press star 1 now. First in line, we have Mr. Pawan from Kotak.
Yeah, hi, good morning. First, congratulations, very good set of numbers. My question is more for Mr. Patel. Can you address, your outlook on the domestic business? We've been seeing very good numbers across the board in terms of growth in the domestic formulations market. Any particular reason, and what is your outlook for next year?
I think the domestic market, after the problems we have faced during the last year because of VAT, and also the overall economic scenario, which is improving, has started looking up in a better way. The market is growing at better number, approximately 3 to 4% more than the last year. And going forward, we clearly see this trend to continue. More and more healthcare awareness, more and more use of medicine because of higher income levels of people, all of these increasing compliance should see the market even the next year continue at a similar number.
Okay, so you'd be comfortable with this 10-12% growth for yourself for next year?
Yes.
Okay, and what about your consumer business? Do you see strong growth even there?
Consumer business currently is growing at about 30% plus, and we are confident that we will continue growing that business at the similar numbers.
Okay, fine. Third question is on your manufacturing contracts. You said you've signed 3 more deals, $3 million potential, 11 in total, $24 million. This is going to be similar to the, I mean, basically you're going to book processing fee, which is going to be part of other operating or other income, or is it going to be part of top line and...
This is going to be part of the other income.
Okay, okay. So it's basically just conversion that we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be also supply of raw material included in that, but all of these income will be considered as other income in our P&L account.
Okay, fine. And what's the outlook in terms of basically when do these revenues begin or when do we start?
These revenues, they are already started beginning, and
yeah.
it's been already reflected in every quarter. And we are clearly seeing that going forward, we will have more contracts every quarter. And as we have started this trend, every quarter we'll give you update on what progress we have made.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions, may you please press star 1. Next is Mr. Yogesh from Vic Securities.
Good morning to the management. I just had one question. Now with VAT to be implemented in 6 more states, do you see any sort of effect on your sales, domestic sales, in the next quarter because of this particular development?
First of all, let me say that it is not still confirmed whether 6 state or 4 state will come out with VAT.
Mm-hmm.
But it is possible that 4 state or 6 state can come out with VAT, which represent about 135% of the overall market of the country. You know that last year we already had an effect for the first quarter or the last quarter for the VAT.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, when you're going to compare the number are not going to be bad. We also have learned some basic lessons during the last years of VAT regime, VAT problems, and we have taken some preemptive measures which we believe that should not impact our number next quarter.
So when you say preemptive measures, can you just specify, clarify on this?
It's difficult to give you exact detail for commercial reasons, but we have taken some preemptive measures to ensure that VAT should not impact us.
So what is the kind of year-on-year growth that we can expect in the next quarter?
Well, it will not be relevant because last year we had a dip on sale significantly because of VAT, and this year the sale will be normalized. So I would say that growth is not going to be relevant in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because growth will be like a funny number, and that's not a number sustainable. So it's going to be very high growth you can expect.
Okay. So basically you don't see a big impact because of VAT in the next quarter?
We are not expecting any impact, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1. Next is Ms. Visalakshi from DSP Merrill Lynch.
Yeah, thank you for taking my questions. I had separate questions. Number one on Altana. Could you give us an update as to what is the kind of revenues you've registered in this quarter? Number two is on the French business. Again, an update in terms of what is the cumulative losses right now. So these are the two questions.
Visalakshi, on sales, we have 15.5 crores.
Mm-hmm.
Altana sales for the quarter. And bottom line has contributed 11.3 crores.
And
so this is 50% our share. So you have to double it for total sales and total profitability.
And can you give us a corresponding number for the previous same quarter?
Previous quarter was 15.1 crore on top line and 13.4 crore on bottom line. Same way, you have to double it like this.
16.1 and?
13.4.
13.4. And what is the outlook on Altana revenues? Are we likely to see some kind of pickup going forward? Can you give us some status?
Yes, we will see some pickup because, you know, last year we had certain changes in the plant reconstruction and expansion of capacity, and we lost some sales, etc. So we expect for the next year, that's calendar year again, we expect the sale to be normalized, profit to be normalized, and our share should be in line with our previous numbers, which is approximately 60 crore rupees.
Okay. And another thing on Altana again, can you also give me the 9-month numbers?
Yes,
one
minute.
Altana, 9-month sales was, we saw actually in our part, 42.4 crores.
Okay.
And on bottom line, it is 27.4 crores. This is 50% again.
And again, the corresponding previous?
Corresponding was 43.2 and 37.8.
Okay, thank you. Secondly, an update on the French business. What is the outlook right now?
First of all, the numbers for the quarter in the French business is good. I just want to tell you that the French business has improved significantly in terms of market share. From an earlier market share below 1%, we are now more than 1% market share. We have been clocking a sale of over million euro per month for last quarter every month, and going forward we clearly see that the sale to further improve. We also have recently signed an agreement with a buying group to distribute our product, which would further help us to sell more in the market, and as a result we see the calendar year 06 number significantly higher and the losses significantly lower as a result of all these initiatives. More details we will provide you in course of time.
And what is the kind of cumulative loss that you would have registered in the first 9 months in the French business?
15.5 crores.
9 months.
Okay. So you're saying next year you will break even or you'll...
No, next year we will not break even. We are now hoping, because of this new contract which we signed with a major buying group which represent more than 10% of the pharmacies present in France, we should be able to break even 1 year earlier. Earlier I was giving you 3 years guideline. Now I can say that we, because of this new success, we should be able to break even in 2 years time. That means in the 07 we should see broke even.
In December 07?
December 07, yes.
Okay. And finally, in terms of say the tax savings from the new facility, could you quantify as to what is the kind of savings that you will see on excise duty in 2000, in the coming year?
Tech saving on the Baddi plant.
Yeah.
Baddi plant, Vishalakshi, as of now, government is talking about...
She's asking what is the saving. I think, Vishalakshi, can you provide you this information offline?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Next is Mr. Manish from Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, first of all, congrats on the excellent performance. Three questions. One is on R&D, second one is continuing on France, and third is on US. On R&D, just want to get a feel as to what can be the R&D charge for next financial year, and how much of that will be on clinical trials. Second is on France, as to what's the kind of loss you expect in current financial year and next year, and what's the kind of sales which we can expect from France next year. And lastly, US, what's the kind of sales current year and next year?
So I think let us start with R&D first, Manish. On the R&D front, the total expenses next year, we're expecting about 100 crores, 120 crore rupees. And because we are doing clinical development in India and not outside India, we would not expect significant cost on clinical development. On the French question, on the French, the loss this year expected is approximately 4 million euro. The next year going forward, they should become half. I didn't pick up your last question for US.
No, the US thing is I wanted to know what's the sales aspiration for current year and next year, and what can be the loss there.
First of all, we have actually expecting approximately $30 million sale for the next year, which is the calendar year 06. And we expect a profit of the US subsidiary of approximately $3 million.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is Mr. Nimesh Mehta from Edelweiss Capital.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, everybody, and congratulations for a good set of numbers. I just want a bit of information on CRAMS. What is the current income that you have registered for the quarter and for the 9 months? And whether does this reflect the Zambone Italy JV in any which way?
For the current quarter, the CRAM income is approximately 5 million rupees, and still, for the quarter up to the year, it is 77 million rupees.
Okay.
Zambone is not JV actually. Zambone is inside contract, so it will appear. Zambone income will appear in as part of other income only.
Okay. If you can just throw some more color on that, meaning will it anyway result in the CRAMS opportunity or no?
Which one? Zambone?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are CRAM opportunity already. We are constructing currently a plant for manufacture of a particular kind of dosage form, which should be commissioned by first quarter next financial year. And which should significantly add revenues, and we are already in discussion for further increasing the capacity in this plant.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is Mr. Rahul Sharma from Parvi.
So what type of US numbers are we looking at in the current year? And how much of CRAM's income is reflected in our other income in now YTD, and what will be for the current year, sir?
For the current year, now I'm talking about FY06, we expect US revenue in line with our expectations, which is $10 million. The CRAM income, he's asking for the whole year. We would give you offline the number. I don't have the number in front of me.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1. Next is Ms. Rohita from Alchemy.
I had a couple of questions. If you could give the consolidated debt in your book, and what is the expenditure for the quarter?
Sorry, could you please repeat the question?
If you could give the consolidated debt in your books, and what is the R&D expenditure for the quarter?
Consolidated debt on our balance sheet will be in the vicinity of 410 crores.
Okay.
And spending on R&D so far, if you are talking about up to Q3, is...
Q3 as well as 9. I mean, Q3 would be sufficient.
Q3 is 15 crores on revenue.
Okay.
And about 10 crores on capex.
Okay. fine. And what is the CAPEX that you plan for the next year?
CAPEX for next year will be in the vicinity of, again, 100 to 120 crores. Because we have not finalized the budget, but it will be in the vicinity of 100 to 120 crores.
Okay, fine. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Matt. Next is Mr. Sameer from J. Morgan Stanley.
Hi, good morning, everyone. The first question is, how does the pipeline look for your business in different geographies?
We just give you some number as far as U.S. is concerned that we have, as of today, 30 filing, 10 approval, 20 pending approval.
How many in calendar 2006?
Sorry, we expect at least 10 approvals in 2006.
Okay.
That's calendar year again.
Yeah.
And which should help us to achieve our revenue number. On the front of Europe, we already have a big pipeline already available, which is being sold at currently, and we have filed for every important product going off patent going forward. So we are confident as with respect to that is concerned.
How many launches in again in calendar 2006?
In 2006 in France, we are expecting four launches for the product going off patent.
Okay.
And also we are expecting about 10 additional product which are old product coming to the market.
Okay. Anything you can tell me about these four new launches? What's the addressable market? And
I don't have the number, but if you could come to Mr. Nayak later on, Mr. Nayak can give you data on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also your pipeline for the domestic market?
Domestic market, next year we also plan to launch close to 50 products through various divisions. And everything is very well planned to achieve this number.
When do you think you'll be feeling the heat of the new patent regime for your domestic pipeline?
Currently, as we see, we do not see any heat. We have, of course, planned only worked out till 2010. And till 2010, we do not see any issues.
Of these 50 products that you mentioned, how many are new molecules?
That's a very interesting question. And I don't have the number in front of me, so I would not like to dare to give you. But we could give you offline this data.
Okay, just switching gears for the U.S. Market.
Yeah.
For the five launches that you've done, in terms of market share, how have you fared and any take on the pricing over there?
We have done well. We have got market shares from 10% to 24% on different products.
Okay. And what's your take on the pricing environment in U.S. right now?
The U.S. market continues to be under price pressure.
Okay.
And we have been reasonably comfortable with the market share and the prices at which we are selling. We do not see margin pressure impacting adversely to us.
The current profitability that you're having in U.S. at a gross level, is it better or worse than the overall company number?
It's too short a period to really give you the number because, you know, we really started. This is the first quarter where we have started showing a U.S. revenue.
Okay.
So it would not be fair for me to compare at this level. I think after a year operation, this question would be more relevant.
Okay. Just one last question. In terms of your debt paring down, are there any plans, is there any timelines that you're looking at to bring down this 410 crores?
We would always like to keep some debt on our balance sheet, reason being that it's a better option than raising capital.
Okay.
So we do not, however, we want to bring down our debt equity ratio in line with industry standard to 0.5, and that we want to achieve over the next 2 years period.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1. Next is Mr. Nishan Bhargava from ICICI Securities.
Hi, Rajesh here. If Mr. Pankaj Patel can tell us a little bit more about next 2 years in terms of U.S. new product launch activity, which has been pretty robust with two new approvals being received in the last quarter, and in terms of the dynamics of the market over the next couple of years.
I think what we plan to do for the year calendar year 06 is to launch between 10 to 12 products. And from the pipeline perspective, we expect to file additional ANDA, and this being the last quarter, as you are all aware, we are best in last quarter in, as far as ANDA filing is concerned, so we expect substantial number to be filed during this quarter. With that healthy pipeline already in place, we expect that next year we should be looking at 15 to 17 launches on calendar year 07. We clearly see that our U.S. market is giving us better market share than what we had originally expected. As you are aware, our goal was to achieve about 10% market share, but we are happy to note that in some products we have gone as high as 24% market share, and this is a very short period in which we have achieved this. The most interesting part, which is really encouraged us, is that some of the key accounts, which usually take a long time with a very small product basket to offer beginning five, we have been able to crack them and able to start developing supply relationship with them, sign some contracts with them. So big chains and distributors have already been roped in as far as our distribution of our products are concerned. So I'm very confident about success of U.S. market, and I'm seeing U.S. market really growing very rapidly now. Again, to repeat, you know, I mentioned my call at the beginning of my call that whatever investment we have made over the last 3 years in terms of developing U.S. European market actually have started paying results now. And we have seen the very first quarter where we really have a full quarter of U.S. revenue coming up. We have achieved a sale of 15.5 crores. And we clearly see that going forward, we should be able to achieve our goal of $30 million sale for the calendar year 06. I hope I have answered your question.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And any view on pricing pressure and increased competition?
I think pricing pressure will continue. Can little bit ease because of several new launches coming up in the second quarter of this calendar year. But pricing pressure will continue. More and more players are coming into U.S. And I think one has to leave with this pricing pressure. You know, we had some time back an interesting program called PRISM.
Yeah.
These program learning we have now mimicked into the U.S. program in order to make sure that we also continuously work on increasing the cost of goods, reducing the cost of goods, and basically be prepared for pricing pressure. One can say 95% to 97% price erosion when a brand is launched has become almost a norm now in USA. And I believe that would continue going forward unless there is some exclusivity.
Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is Mr. Rakesh from Mehta Partners.
Good morning for taking and thanks for taking my question. I have a question on Main Pharma. Earlier in the year, you had announced that you're going to have a partnership with them for supply of oncology products. Can you provide me an update on that, please?
We have now started constructing the plant. We expect the plant to be completely ready and validated by calendar year 06, and we should start the commercial operation calendar year 07.
Okay, and can you provide some numbers in terms of what kind of contribution these deals would add to the top line?
I'm not going to give you specific numbers at this moment, but I can only say that in this joint venture in 2010 should add to the contribution in line with what we are currently earning from Altana.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is Mr. Nimesh Mehta from Edelweiss Capital.
Yeah, hi. I'm sorry if I had missed out on the U.S. sales number for the 9 months and for the quarter. If you can repeat that, please.
You are asking for 9 months?
9 months and?
And for the quarter, U.S. sales.
The US sale for the 9 months is 180.
Pardon?
250 million.
250 million rupees.
Rupees. And for the last quarter, it is 188 million rupees.
188.
Actually, we really started in this quarter the operation. That's basically where we actually started selling.
Okay, and this this 188 million reflects about 5 products, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1. Next is Mr. Manish from ING.
Hi, good morning. One query I've got on the business model. How your business model or the revenue streams would look like maybe in 2008 or 2010 in terms of your domestic sales, in terms of your overseas sales, and in terms of your CRAMs?
I would say that in 2010, the domestic sale should be approximately 50% of our total revenue. The exports should represent approximately 35%, and CRAM should represent about 15% of our revenue. However, on the profit front, it could be different because we would have a lot of profit entries coming from the joint ventures, which could be in higher number. And I do not have the number for on the same breakup for profit. But we could provide you offline this because we already have this number available. Yeah.
And the last question, what was your bottom line from the U.S. operation in this quarter as well as for 9 months?
For the quarter, the bottom line, we have made a profit of ₹1 million. And for the 9 months, there is a loss of ₹36 million.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is a follow-up from Ms. Visalakshi of DSP Merrill Lynch.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't catch the R&D spend for the quarter, the revenue spend.
R&D revenue spend for the quarter was 15.3 crores.
1-5.
1-5, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Next is a follow-up from Mr. Rakesh of Mehta Partners.
Hi. Can you please provide an update on your R&D initiatives? You had 4 early stage molecules in your pipeline, and you were to submit an IND this year sometime. Can you please provide some update on it and how you are going to take this program forward, and what kind of alliances or out-licensing initiative you plan to seek for this program? And 2 is, are you focusing on biosimilars also? And if yes, can you tell me what kind of molecules you are looking there?
First, on the R&D program, we have been basically focusing on taking the India advantage to move over R&D program. Given the fact that the limited resources, we have resolved to do all our development work in India. And with that, we want to build up a robust pipeline of products as per our vision statement. Currently, we, as I mentioned, we have one product which has completed phase one. The second molecule, we have just filed IND in the month of December. We expect to start the clinical phase of that also. We expect to file one more IND next year. And we have several leads in about 3 or 4 areas. We expect that these leads would result into INDs over the next 12 months or so. So we are clearly seeing that our plan on R&D is moving as we like to do it. Our strategy is basically to develop the product at least up to phase 2A, preferably to phase 2B, before we look for a development partner. So we do not want to initiate any licensing discussions before that. We would basically be looking for initiating licensing discussions basically in calendar year 07 onwards, and look for partners to develop the product further through phase 3 for other markets, particularly the developed market. I hope I have answered your question.
And my question was also on your focus on biosimilars.
Biosimilars, we have some programs. However, currently we are not giving any further data on this. An appropriate time, we would come out with specific data on this. But currently, we are not giving any market guidance or information on this.
Okay, and what kind of development or what kind of progress you have made on your unlisted company?
Sorry?
You have a couple of drugs. You are holding in Onconova, right?
Yeah.
And what kind of progress the research has done there?
The compound is, as you are you might be aware, that is in phase one clinical trial. The clinical trial has been moving very satisfactorily, and it's moving towards getting into phase two maybe over the next year. We see the compound as very promising results in few patients, but it's too early to comment more about it. The company has also done additional work in some newer areas where we expect to move forward in terms of filing IND. We also have a bioprotection program compound, which is basically radiation protection program, which we intend to develop along with the U.S. Army and the U.S. government. The company is progressing well, and we expect this company to be very successful in oncology area.
Okay, and final question here. Obviously, you have a keen focus on oncology drugs, and to that extent, I want to know whether you have holding in any of the other unlisted onco program companies also.
No, but we have, as you are aware, we signed recently an agreement with Bharat Serum and created a joint venture to develop a novel drug delivery for a known oncology compound.
Okay, thanks, and wish you well for your work.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions, may please press star 1. Participants who wish to ask questions, may please press star 1. At this moment, there are no further questions from participants. I would like to hand over the floor back to Mr. Pankaj Patel for final remarks.
Thank you very much for joining our conference call, and I look forward to meeting you again at the next conference. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for choosing WebEx conferencing service. That concludes this conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a nice day.